Oh man, I thought it was really melodramatic. Lovely. We should hire crickets for this tune, I think. Anyway, thanks again. I do it for the joy it brings, 'cause I'm a joyful girl. The world owes me nothing, we owe each other the world. And I do it 'cause it's the least I can do. I do it 'cause I learned it from you. I do it just because
good morning, everyone. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is DJ JD Zackers. Don't make me dance. And we have a bunch of music for you this morning. We being me and you being you. And in this post-election few weeks, I hope you've had time to settle down, relax, and enjoy some more calm music than perhaps some of the furious stuff you've been hearing over these waves for the past week or so. That was Joyful Girl with Annie DeFranco, and Bill with MU was before this. Wonderful show, 2 hours that you get to enjoy every week, except the following because it's Thanksgiving and we all get to go eat instead. So hopefully another loyal DJ will be stepping in my and his place. But yeah, Annie DeFranco, he was saying he just saw her this weekend. She played 3 days after the election, so that would have made it, what, Friday? of last week, and I would have loved to go to the show. And he was just saying she was angry, and I was playing her new stuff, and he was enjoying it. And I was just thinking of kind of the Liz Phair Festival that once existed in the 90s in Midland, Illinois, in the cornfields with Luscious Jackson, with Liz Phair herself, with Annie DeFranco, Amy Mann, I think Alanis Morissette. Who else? The Cranberries. Music like that. And a really fun women-centered festival. And I would love to see something like that brought back. Joyful Girl, I think I had played on an earlier show last year before I went abroad. And I played the Soul Live version, and kind of tracing that song through different genres and renditions has been a lot of fun. And I think today we'll also be able to do some more jazz. So stick with me here. This next track coming up is from Destroyer, who apparently is a band with a pretty bad attitude. But regardless, I've been enjoying their tracks. And yeah, that's it. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. As I said, this is Don't Make Me Dance.
Well, things are made, things are sold and returned to the gold from whence they came. And I said I your language. A new part of me lives. So I said I would start something, and you'd start something too. Rock and roll's not through, and I'm so. So territorial. When everyone's in love with the land. So I said I would go there. Yeah.
earn the right to fight or flee. I'll have my freedom now. No longer this I can't resist. My pride decided how. No, I don't mind if things get rough, but I wonder if you're strong enough to bend with me, touch the ground, heart beneath, and it won't back down. And open mind, things I learned that I learned with me. Project rejection. Thank you.
That was Elliott Smith's Ballad of Big Nothing off Either Or, as you all probably already know. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and before that you had Lou Barlow's Repeat, and he has cited Elliott Smith as someone who's inspired him, but he's arguably the best singer-songwriter of our generation, and playing some of his tracks off his 2016 album for you there. And beyond that, oh, the album is Brace the Wave off Domino, from Domino Recordings, so in case you're looking to Google that up. And before that, you had Making Angels with Destroyer. I am going to mix it up for the rest of the hour, and I guess it's just been a heck of a semester, and I always feel like this is when the nostalgia starts to kick in. I always start to become especially sentimental when Thanksgiving rolls around and I'm starting to get in the Christmas gift food family mindset. So forgive me if I take you on an especially kind of emotional journey, but that's been kind of my perspective lately. And to give a little shout out to that, I've been trying to embrace it with a sense of humor if I can. And I'm performing a piece that I choreographed this Friday and Saturday on the Tufts campus in the Jackson Dance Lab performance space. It's going to have professional lighting, which will be nice. Tickets are $5, and you can get those at the Eidichmann box office, or you can get them online by Googling the Tufts Drama and Dance Department and purchasing them online. And then those are $5, and the show is Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. And the piece that I'm performing is, well, I guess I'm in two pieces. One is this collaborative group piece using kind of political language and text to inspire a fluid sort of modern movement. And then the piece, the solo that I choreographed, is called Noisy Girl, and it was actually inspired by text as well. And I guess you'll get to see that if you come out this weekend, but it was a lot of fun embracing the physicality and the tiredness that can come with movement and seeing what I can do with that to make it fun. So feel free to come out, laugh, and see some dance. The pieces in total are only about 45, 50 minutes tops, so you're not taking much out of your evening. You can do it before you go out and have a nice rest of your evening. So come out to the Jackson Dance Lab if you can, and that's my plug for that. I have, let's see what else I want to play today. I think I have in mind one more track by Annie DeFranco, and then I'll switch over to something of a different tone or a horse of a different color. So keep on listening. WMFO in Medford, all that jazz. Stay with me here.
Ghost. When I heard her house feel small, and I told myself I'm
You're listening to The Final Solution. I'm Ready for Love off the album Brother Man. And you're listening to Don't Make Me Dance. This is WMFO in Medford. It's time for a public service announcement. The Museum of Science presents Da Vinci, the Genius. While Leonardo da Vinci is best known as an artist, his work as a scientist and an inventor made him a true Renaissance man, as one of the most amazing human beings to ever have lived. And now at the Museum of Science in Boston, you can explore the legacy of Leonardo da Vinci in the most comprehensive exhibition on the Renaissance master to tour the world. Working from Leonardo's codices, Italian artisans have faithfully crafted interactive and life-size versions of his machine inventions, including the first concepts of a car, bicycle, helicopter parachute, scuba, a forerunner to the modern military tank, and even an ideal city. You can view a high-definition recreation of the Last Supper and gain access to the exclusive Secrets of Mona Lisa. For more information on the Da Vinci, the Genius exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm also going to plug one last time, the MIT Hacking Arts Conference this weekend. If you're a coder, an artist, or something in between, and you've been looking to explore an idea in a really kind of innovative environment, MIT is sponsoring an arts and tech focused conference this weekend, Saturday and Sunday on the MIT campus. You can go to hackingarts.org, or you can just Google MIT Hacking Arts, and the website URL will surely show up. And I'm looking forward to looking at the augmented reality and dance work that they're going to be working with. So that's a plug for a further event. It's 55 and cloudy today in Somerville in Medford, Massachusetts. We're right on the border here at Tufts University. And what else can I tell you? I've just had such an interesting week. To share a little anecdote from one of my courses, we were sitting in I guess this was interesting within itself. There's this theory that 10 to 15% of people cheat on any given test. And I told this to my friend Kayla before we went into our quantitative financial economics exam yesterday. And I said, you know, it's inevitable, given that we're going to be downloading an Excel file online, that someone is going to cheat. Because we have 15, there were 14 people taking the test, there are 15 people in the class, one person was gone. So, you know, 10 to 15%, that means at least, at minimum, one person, probably two people will cheat. And little did we know, we're sitting during the class, and one of the Chinese graduate students in the course, there are about six or seven of them, is sitting, and all of a sudden my professor walks over and says, "What are you looking at?" And she says, "Oh, this is the file." And he said, "No, those are the wrong numbers. You downloaded the solutions file from the homework. You're cheating." And I've never seen such a blatant use of the "I don't understand English" card when they're in a fully English environment in a graduate program getting their master's and probably PhD in economics down the road. And they're sitting there pretending like, and her friends around her are also, you know, we're probably looking at the screen, and they start defending her. They said, "Oh yeah, well, it was just a mistake." And he's not having any of it. And basically, she just is like, "Oh, well, I didn't know. But she continues to keep the false document, or the wrong, that solutions to the homework that would help solve some of the questions on the exam, open. And I thought it was such an interesting response that my professor didn't do anything at all. He just said, "I see what you're doing." And because he walked over, he said, "You're cheating." She said, "No, I'm not." He said, "Okay, well, I see what you're doing," and just sat down. And she continued to keep it open and keep cheating. And I thought it was the most interesting example of how to handle that sort of situation ever, because he remained so stoic and calm. And what will be really interesting is our scores are ultimately based on Z-scores. So if she sets the curve for the class, if he ends up giving her a zero for A, cheating, and B, then not admitting to cheating and continuing to cheat after he caught her cheating, if he gives her a zero, then the standard deviation is going to be huge and we're all going to get really great Z scores, except for this one girl who will have, you know, maybe a negative 0.2 or something ridiculous. But I guess I'm constantly enamored of ethical applications in the real world. And I think that was one of the most interesting applications I have of forcing autonomous morality onto the person. You know, he left the agency to her to correct her mistake, and she doubled down. And I think there's a lot of examples like that today in even how we're embracing or not the new president that we have, and thinking about whether we are doubling down on the mistakes that we made in our predictions for the election, or whether we're trying to think about the polling errors, the statistical errors, the moral or perspective errors that led to this misperception. And I think that's what education to me has been all about, is correcting and spreading information about false perceptions. So I think music has always been a huge part of that for me. I have a bunch more tracks to share with you this morning, including some more jazz and soul. So stay tuned. This is Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker. And if I don't see you next week, have a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully I'll get a chat in before the end of my show. And just stay golden, everybody. I'm looking forward to seeing what you think of this show. I'll be posting it on Mixcloud after, as always. And you can follow me through that Mixcloud/Jane/Jane-Acker. That's it. So yeah, this is WMFone Medford, and I have some more tracks for you. Thank you. That was Jivago with Kurt Rosenwinkel. This next track is from Kiriam Riggins. From now, I won't be here next week because of Thanksgiving. This is Double Trouble. This next track is Osapo. Thank you.
Ashley Fields' new album, Special Night, and I saw it in the park this summer. We have one more track for you, and then it's Chuck Morse Radio after this. WMFO in Medford. This next track is from Devin Harris.